so excited for this event. They have El Bandito Tequila. When people go out to Swinger and they come to check out beer at church, we're going to do a set of just church. But if you're into more like, hey, Old Dominion, right? Or if you're into Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs and all these awesome country artists, we're going to do a great mix of those as well.
This work week. It won't quit.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line singer, songwriter, star of the number one Eric Church tribute act on the planet and headliner for the El Bandito Green Flag kickoff party coming up at Slinger Speedway on July 11th. The one and only Tim Gleason, welcome to WGN.
Hey, thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited for this event. Appreciate you having me on to talk about it. We're so excited to have El Bandito Tequila, everything out there. Thank you so much for having me on to talk about this.
Yeah, well, it's the official tequila of race day. So El Bandito has been on site, and the listeners who are familiar, the initiated, know that we've had it at the Clash out in Los Angeles, at the Coliseum, the Daytona 500, Indy 500. We had a Worldwide Technology, and now up in Wisconsin, we're going to have it at Slinger Speedway for really what is the biggest event for that category of racing, you know, the Slinger Nationals. And so let's talk a little bit about it, because, you know, you can have racing, you can have fans, you can have tequila and festivity, but if you can have that backdrop of some of the best and most popular music, you are ahead of the game. So Tim, talk a little bit about this thing. So I have heard through the grapevine, obviously it is well known and established, that you are the physical embodiment of the number one Eric Church tribute that there is. Talk about how you got into this. Were you just doing it and someone like, hey, you sound like her, you'd be great at? How did that happen?
Yeah. So, you know, I always had people come up to me randomly, just like, hey, you know, you look just like Eric Church. And I was like, well, I love Eric Church's music. That's a compliment. And I am a country singer, too. And I play Eric Church music all the time. And so literally just one day I said, you know, I'm going to pick up a leather jacket, you know, get some aviator sunglasses, and let's see how this goes. In the first concert we had, people went crazy for it. So we've been nationwide. You know, we got a show in Michigan coming up. I was just out in Las Vegas a couple weeks ago. So we are so pumped to be doing this event in Slinger. But for sure, we love playing Eric Church music, and race fans love Eric Church too.
Yeah, but it's a lot of great things converging there, whether it is the race fans and the country music fans. They go great together for sure. And up there in Wisconsin, it's going to be awesome as well. So talk a little bit about, so they're going to hear a bunch of Eric Church. So people who want that know that they're going to be excited and they're going to be in the right place, but it doesn't necessarily 100% define you. So you're singing at different events and weddings and, you know, all sorts of things. You mentioned some of the Vegas stuff, but you're doing all sorts of things out there in the music world. You know, I'm sure you cover, you probably don't do a lot of Celine Dion, right? You probably cover things that still fit within sort of your vocal range, but talk about the other music that's important to you.
Yeah, so funny enough, Dane, tonight we're actually playing at a wedding on Fremont, at Fremont Bar and Restaurant, right across from WGN Studios. So I do play in my own band. We do weddings, but I also tour around. In fact, I'm playing Country Thunder in Twin Lakes, Wisconsin.
Wow.
in mid-July as well. Morgan Wallen, the headlining act there. It's going to be really cool. So I get to play, you know, the Eric Church tribute, but then I have a passion for songwriting, and so I'm able to go out there and play some of these really cool gigs and play my own stuff and do a variety of country covers. So when people go out to Swinger and they come to check out the Eric Church, we're going to do a set of just church. But if you're into more like, hey, Old Dominion, right? Or if you're into Morgan Wallen and Luke Combs and all these awesome country artists, we're going to do a great mix of those as well. I also have this unbelievable female singer that's going to be singing with us. So you'll hear some Maren Morris and some of the top female country songs that are out right now, too.
Some of the biggest racing is going to be sold out. And the party, this is the first time that they've done this, the El Bandito Green Flag kickoff party. And so you're going to be there sort of setting the stage for the festivities. And so when it comes to some of these events, you mentioned Country Thunder, that's kind of as big as it gets. And all these different places that you go in Vegas and everything like that. When it comes to racing, are you a race fan? And I know that the fan base is sort of aligned with the music that you'll play, but your thoughts on racing and being part of one of these big race weekends?
Yeah, so Dane, I'll be perfectly honest with you. I don't know a lot about racing, but you know what I do know a lot about is partying. So I am up there for the party. So I don't know, I'm sure a lot of your listeners are race fans, but they may be just casual fans, or they may have friends that they want to invite up there. And I will tell you, if you just want to go up there to drink a little tequila, listen to some music, camp out, whatever, like, this is a great event for that too. But of course, for the race fans, it's just that extra level. So yeah, super excited about
it. Let the listeners know we're talking with Tim Gleason. You know him as part of the number one Eric Church tribute that is out there. Plus, of course, the Tim Gleason band and the music that you have there as well. And right, July 11th, 5 to 9, there's going to be a party, right? And that's what Tim is proficient in. And a race may break out at some point in the days before or after as well. Before we let you go, and we talked about the music you're famous for, some of the famous music that you support and play, but also, and you mentioned originals too, right? You write your own songs.
Yeah, so the timing of this couldn't be better. I just had my single release this past Friday. It's called Better on a Boat. You can find it on Spotify. You can find it on Apple Music. Anywhere where you listen to your music, look up Tim Gleason or just search Better on a Boat and you'll find it there. And super excited about getting that song out and promoting it as well.
We'll have links up at WGNradio.com for all of that. And, of course, I'm sure we'll talk to you before we get up to Slinger on July 11th. And we'll talk to you before then and preview and promote the Green Flag Race Party, the kickoff with El Bandido. And you'll be headlining that. So excited for that, of course, as well. And so, Tim, as we let you go, if you got any social media, maybe the website you want so people can keep up with your adventures in the meantime.
Yeah, please. So you can check me out on the web, timgleasonmusic.com. Of course, my socials, get me on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Truth Social, whatever you're on, just search for Tim Gleason Music. You'll find me there, and please give me a follow. We'd love to see you up at Slinger, Country Thunder, all this. Great. Thanks so much for having me on, Dane.
Thanks, Tim. Tim Gleason. And again, we'll have links up at WGNradio.com. We'll let you get back to it, entertaining the masses. Thanks for jumping on the show today.
Yeah, thanks, Dane. Sunshine feels bright, riding on the wind.